And 6:06, it is fair. 39 degrees this morning in Tulsa, headed to 59 for a high. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. We should learn more later this morning about the merger of American Airlines with U.S. Air. American is Tulsa's largest employer.
American Airlines and U.S. Airways will merge and create the world's biggest airline. The boards of both companies approved the merger late yesterday, according to three people close to the situation. The carrier keeps the American Airlines name, but will be run by U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker. American CEO Tom Horton will become chairman of the new company, these people said. They requested anonymity because the merger negotiations were private. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Another increase in Tulsa gasoline prices this morning. Prices have climbed 60 cents since New Year's Day. This morning, the price of regular unleaded is $3.49 a gallon in Tulsa. Tulsa firefighters at this hour battling a fire near 17th and South Cheyenne. Flames were leaping from a home turned to law office when fire trucks rolled to the scene about 4:30 this morning. Oklahoma's infrastructure is getting the attention of chambers of commerce from across the state. Chamber leaders met at the state capitol yesterday to discuss priorities. Tulsa Chamber President Mike Neal says roads in the state are crucial.
Sustainable transportation funding is important to be able to continue to address the deteriorating and dilapidated roads and bridges that we have in the state.
He would like to see new way stations at the state border to help prevent overweight trucks from entering Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority Board of Directors meet later today, 3 months after Governor Fallon rejected the option of expanding the state's Medicaid program. The authority says about 17% of Oklahoma's population, somewhere around 630,000 people, are without health insurance in the state. Tulsa joins sister cities, the U.S. State Department, and a local company in a pilot program designed to encourage start-up companies from around the globe.
The goal is to help create businesses, grow jobs, and boost entrepreneurs. Sean Griffin is co-founder of Startup Cup, the Tulsa-based organization involved in the pilot program.
And so as we go into these sister cities, we're giving them an opportunity to help them, give them the tools, the mechanics, to support the entrepreneurs that are in their community to grow great companies.
The State Department's involved as part of an effort to promote and spur entrepreneurship around the world. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The distinctive smell given off from the manufacture of methamphetamine led McAllister authorities to a meth lab in an apartment across the street from the police station. Four people were arrested after police in McAllister got a whiff of the fumes. Well, here it is, Valentine's Day, and do you lack the skills to adequately express your emotion for that special someone? The Louder Than a Boom Writing Workshop tonight is focused on writing poetry, says coordinator Kent Martin.
Because it falls on Valentine's Day, we're going to focus on the art of writing poems of love and devotion and odes and those kinds of things, but definitely with a contemporary twist.
Martin says anyone can join the workshop. It's open to the public. It will be at the Vinyl Countdown on 11th Street downtown, starting at 7 o'clock this evening. Our weather forecast, sunshine and pleasant, a high today of 59. Tonight it'll be partly clear. We will cool off to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, but a cooler day overall, a high of 46. On Saturday, we'll start off with some snow flurries early, then skies will clear. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now, at 610, it is fair and 39. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.